Marty Lamori is our guest on the program, board member of the Boone County Historical Society. Marty, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful morning.
Tell you what, sunshining. We got a lot of things. Well, a little warmer, a little more humid today. Kind of throwing that summer feel at us there. Right? A little early for me on that. I'd like more 70s in here.
Right. Good. Well, it's a good thing we have air conditioning. So.
We will make it. We get through it, too. Right. It is the time of the year when I'm guessing for the Historical Society, you start taking a look at maybe getting some tours in, things like that. I know it's an opportunity, but it is also an opportunity for people to do a lot of different projects, and you got a lot of different things happening. So what's happened at your recent board meeting?
Sure, okay. I'll be glad to go over the board meeting. Your question, I can talk about tours, and I'll talk about that in a minute because we've had some activity. And we also had, in fact, this morning when I opened up my email for the History Center, I have a request for a bus group in September. So you are right. Tour time comes around with the nicer weather. I think there is more of the tour-type activity. So there's not the concerns about bad weather. So we had our board meeting on Tuesday, May 6th, and it was had everybody present with one guest, one member that came to the meeting. Our agenda was approved, and our previous meetings were approved, and we didn't have a lot of comments or correspondence at this point from the president. Treasurer's report, we just do that on a quarterly basis. We just presented a bill for a repair on a book, and that was the only thing that we had as far as any outside of our routine monthly expenses to present to Ryan. Under old business, y'all know I've talked before about our elevator. We have had it evaluated for three different bids for replacement. The problem with the elevator is they, well, can't you just keep fixing it? And the answer is no. They no longer make the parts, the majority of the parts, especially on the base of it, to be able to do a full repair of this specific elevator. We did do a temporary repair and got that completed a week before last, but we are still in the process of looking at what we got for those three bids and then putting together what we think we want to do as far as fundraising for that particular project. So that is a project we have. If you're feeling generous and you think, boy, that's pretty important to have an elevator for the individuals that are coming into the History Center that can't navigate the stairs, we'd love to have you donate to the elevator project. You can specifically, if you're doing a donation, you want it to go to a certain project, you can certainly make note of that.
Sure.
Let's see. We also had, I think I reported at the last meeting that person was coming. We had an archival expert that came and went over all of our biblical college collection volunteers, Janet Hurlbert, had really worked hard to organize and put together. She and then also Ramona Lucius, those two would probably work the most on that project. A few others did too, but she gave us a report on, because it's such a massive collection, kind of, is there any ways we could, possibly trim that down a little bit and how we had things stored. So we got a lot of good information from her, and also even for she toured the rest of the History Center and gave us just a few tips on some other things on storage of these older items. It's not just throw it up on the shelf. You've got to consider lighting and humidity and what type of tissue paper and what type of box you put it in and all of those good things. So she was very helpful
I call that the art of preservation.
Right, exactly. Very good. New business. The middle school team, and I'm not sure what group it was, or I didn't make a note of that, but I just put the middle school, came to do community service on May 7th.
Okay.
Sue, our president, Kruckenberg, and Joe Howell oversaw that because that was on a Wednesday. And they came and did, I believe they did some good cleaning in the area, which is always very helpful. Again, there's always something to do there, and that was great to have the help from the middle school. We appreciate that. You had asked about tours, too, and I'm kind of piped that in here. I had a tour from United Community. I had the student council come and visit on a couple of Thursdays ago, and they really were a fun group of kids, and you know, I mean, the first thing I said to them was, how many of you think history is boring? And, you know, they kind of all look at each other like, should I raise my hand or not?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and then when we got done with the tour and all that type of thing, I said, now, how many of you think history is boring? And there was just one boy that did. He was kind of cute. He didn't know whether he should say, well, he goes, not quite as boring. I really liked the thing on World War One. You know, so.
Sure.
It's fun to have the kids come. Barb McDougall is one of our board members. She's a retired teacher. Joe Howell is also a retired teacher, but Barb has kind of taken on the school tour responsibility.
Sure.
So the rest of us can do that too, but basically she's in charge of it, tries to be the one who comes in and organizes things. That we have even like a scavenger hunt that they've put together, so makes it a little bit more engaging for the kids. We're glad to have that. And she's contacted, I think, numerous lists of different schools. I know we're getting to the point where school's going to be out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, the thought just came into my head. You know, some of the summer camp things. If it ends, I know they have a lot of activities at camp, and it's kind of a big deal to get a group of kids out. But if it's a rainy day, it'd be a good day to come to the History Center. So.
That's right.
Yeah. We also are going to participate in the library has a summer reading program.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And apparently that's really a lot, very engaged, a lot of kids in that. So. I think that, I don't know if they do a walking tour, if we just donate an item, but we're making up a little item to donate to give to the kids for their summer reading program. So
okay.
That was it on that. Otherwise, let's see, collections. I just need to pull up a little bit of notes here.
Jeannie's busy, right?
Jeannie is always busy. She's always got something. She's always got something going on.
And again, just to let people know, it's Visiting with Marty Lamori this morning. Again, one of the board members of the Historical Society, and kind of covering information from their recent meeting. Now, the meeting is they always have their regular meetings on the second. Is it the second Tuesday? No, the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday
of the month.
Yeah.
And once again, it is open meeting, folks. You don't have to get a personal invitation. You can show up, especially if you're a member. Get yourself a membership. It's kind of easy to get in there. You don't have to volunteer to do anything, but you can at least see what's going on and find out more about the work that's happening there, too. So get your collection information.
I pulled up exhibits because you mentioned it. I'll get to collections too. I guess with collections, I'll do first that I have more in mind in my head. With collections, again, we're just limiting our intake to just items from Boone County. And again, that's because of a space issue. And also because we really feel that our focus is items from Boone County. You know, somebody from New York may say, oh, I have this old this or whatever and want to send it to us. And we just politely decline because of the fact that we, number one, don't have storage and we don't really think it fits in with our theme. So Joe Howell's in charge of collections, and she's continued to do a great job of cataloging in our past perfect, making sure that all of our items have identification and location. And Barb McDougall's helping her also. They are on a huge mission to get through up on the third floor, which is quite a project because that's where really a lot of the most least used most unknown items are. But what's going to be wonderful when we do, they do get through all of that and get it accessioned, is we're going to have a really good handle on what do we actually have in this place. What actually can we exhibit? And so it's really, it's an arduous job, kind of a tedious job, and they're doing very well at it. So, okay, exhibits. We are in the process. We're really excited. Got the green light about our fairway exhibit. We've had our one room closed on for renovations, reconstruction on first floor for quite a while, a few months. And we've been waiting for permanent signage for the fairway display. And I think that's actually going to come to fruition on Monday, the 19th. Right. So we're really excited about that. And then that will also be, in that room will also be Boone County Merchants. Part of this exhibit will be a short piece on each of the abandoned post offices and towns of Boone County, in the towns of Boone County that no longer exist. There'll be like a township map and showing a location of where those used to be, which is always kind of interesting.
Oh, 40 plus right? I think it was. I think it's like over 40 or something like that, isn't it?
I'm not sure on the exact number of how many there was in each.
But there was
township.
A lot.
I'm not sure.
There was a lot out there.
There was there. Okay. And then also we're looking at some other information on Boone County merchants. I'm working on getting a little bit of information. I still have to get a hold of. I've gotten a hold of a couple people in regards to the 701 Story Building, which is now Modern Drafts.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't gotten in touch with Ashley if she happens to have any treasures, but I have talked to Holly. So... also going to be expanding the Boyd's dairy exhibit. And we also will have, you know, background information on Beaver, Mongona, Fraser, and Jordan. You know, those are also other little spots that we want to. Jeannie's also working on Mongona. So information about that as well as Fraser. So that those are projects that our exhibits are working on. Okay, let's see. Barb and Joe, when they found a lot of shells from the Carl Fritz Henning travels, and so they're working on organizing that in the display case in the lobby to update that. We're looking at seeing what we have, what continue to look at what we're finding on third floor. An idea that... came up and we're working on, we haven't, it hasn't gelled and been made 100% for sure, but we've talked about how to get more people in to look at exhibits.
Sure.
And so an idea was, okay, let's look at what national day is it, you know, kind of, I always tease that it's a Hallmark conspiracy to get them to buy cars to make a certain date of the year, but, you know, like National Pizza Day and Ice Cream Day, Pie Day, P-I or P-I-E, either one. There's a National Fossil Day, you know, that kind of thing. We're playing with the idea of kind of promoting its national whatever day and see what we have for a collection on that day and invite people to come join us. And, and then so if it was... join us and have some refreshments.
Sure.
So that might be kind of a fun idea to draw some people to come visit for a particular date and kind of have a little social event. But that's all still in the formulation stage right now. So I think we could use a combination not only of some of our national dates, but also some of our local dates, such as the event with Kate Shelley, the Term of Roses Parade that the Boone people were in. Other, you know, the first day of the first event that we had, the date for Puffability Day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just thinking of things. So
or this past Monday.
If anybody
was...
out there who's listening has ideas and can think of something fun, boy, just get a hold of us. We're always open for any type of idea. So.
I think the 12th, wasn't the 12th this week, the anniversary of the first Fairway store opening? I think it was back 86 years ago or something like that.
Was that this week, you mean?
I think, yeah. 12th? Yeah, I think so.
Well, we missed that one. We'll have to think about doing that one next year.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we work, you know, Fairway's been great working with us, and we have the display down there. So, yeah, we'll have to mark that on the calendar for next year with them, so.
Okay.
Also working on a veterans project. Harry has donated a camcorder for us to use. And Ron is, Russell, it's Harry Bonk, one of our board members. And then Ron Russell is on our board also now. And he's doing interviews with our Korean and Vietnam veterans, and Jeannie's working on the editing of these things. So we're really, really has been a wonderful project to work on. And Ron is a veteran himself, so it's a good project for him that he has interest in. The project serves to gather more information about our Korea and Vietnam veterans, so in the future we can expand that information in our military room. And then also we always host a temporary exhibit in November, and we'd like to feature our Korea and Vietnam vets. So, Ron, I think, has now finished at least four interviews.
Oh, is that right? Okay, good.
Pretty exciting. I know that you guys, I've already told you guys we were working on that.
Yeah.
So.
But it's one of those we keep reminding them, because get a hold of Ron Russell, and if you have any questions about it, because he can explain to you what he's trying to do. So,
right, exactly. Let's see. Other projects that working on with exhibits. Again, like I said, some of the information on Mongona. We have some people that have information and history on that. We're going to, you know, beef up some information in the our research room on Mongona. Thank you to Connie Cross for that. Other people who, there, we do already have a Mongona community history three-ring binder that was compiled apparently in 2001 by Gwen Platter and Rose Wilhite. We have that for information. Conservation group signage. Jeannie and I are working with Kyle Neuendorf from the Conservation Commission about regarding replacement of permanent signage. That kind of got waylaid, I think, with the conservation group when they had change in leadership.
Sure.
But we will be having some signage that we'll be having it out at Kate Shelley, as well as for the Lincoln Highway in front of the History Center. So.
Okay. Okay.
As exhibits are always busy, that's enough on exhibit.
How's that?
Already did collections with you guys.
Yeah.
Jeannie also is on representative for the History Center with the Main Street Group.
Yeah.
And so she always reports back what they've done there. I'll back up one thing on collections. The guest that we had is Jules Espinoza, who has a business at the livery. She attended the meeting, and she has some items from the livery that may be of interest to the center. So Joe's going to be meeting with her about that.
Sure.
Jeannie met with Holly and Paul and Robin. They discussed the website. That's what they were looking at. There's are still a lot of options and opinions to consider with the website project for the Main Street. I know they want to have the capability to take donations and to sign up volunteers. So apparently they're doing did a branding session, and there's a new Main Street logo. You may know more about this if you've been interviewing others about this.
Yeah. But it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, they have we have a new Main Street logo, apparently, and the arch project is moving along also, and that it's ready to go to mold. So,
before I run out of time, I did want to ask you how are things, because you've been kind of handling memberships as well.
Right. Actually, I had a membership meeting yesterday. Jules Espinoza has joined me as a committee member under membership, and is going to be doing some assistance for me. Our membership, like I said, is a little bit lower, but we still have a few trickling in. We're still glad to take memberships. I know people might be at this point in the year going, oh, geez, it's already May, and I didn't renew, and, you know, should I renew? At this point, we don't do any prorating or discount for memberships any particular time during the year. But, you know, if you wait, you know, till November or December and say, oh, I want to join, we put it on for the following year, unless you just want to make a donation for the current year and then also make a membership for the following year. So Jules is going to be helping out by focusing on working with to try and increase our business membership.
Okay.
She has connections out in the community with that and is active downtown, so she has the opportunity to do that.
Sure.
Again, if people can say, what's my benefit? I think we push it that the History Center, for instance, for the downtown businesses, we're doing a lot of work with the Main Street Project, with having the information about the old buildings, displaying some things, hopefully eventually having a walking tour downtown that'll tell about, bring people on a walking tour to look at the old historic buildings, know what businesses were down there before, and then come into your business and shop. So we would really appreciate that support from the downtown businesses in Boone to become members of the History Center. The biggest plus I probably see for them is some discount on renting our community room if you're going to be having an event with your business.
Sure.
Otherwise, you get the Trail Tales to keep engaged, two publications a year, one newsletter, and then also then free admission. The free admission is for the business owner, basically, not for the entire business if you have 100 employees.
Yeah.
Because it's free. So, so I'm encouraged with that. Thinking of a couple of ideas of maybe this is not board approved yet, but just an idea that kind of came across is maybe have, when we do get new members, is to have a little new member social gathering of some type. Just a little get together. We haven't decided whether morning or afternoon or evening or lunch or what it would work, but kind of like, hey, you're a new member, come visit and meet and have a little snack and treat and visit and tour. Come do your first tour with other new members. So I thought that was kind of a fun idea I hadn't thought about. So,
and before I let you go, I did want to ask also, are we looking again at possibly having some Saturday Scholar programs?
Right now, there's not one on the books, but those are always out there. Yeah. So I think with all the other things that are, you know, happening right now, I do want to put one quick plug in for with Kate Shelley.
Sure.
We did have some discussion with that. We're still waiting to hear back from the Army Corps. I'm in conversation with them, but we still haven't gotten a final re-signed lease yet. Not that there's like a huge problem, but it's some historical information and things that happened back like in 2015 that they are researching, that they're working on.
Okay.
So anyway, had a good discussion about that. We still are going to move forward down in Mongona doing some things. The ideas that came out were, when we do decide that we're going to gently remove the building, I hate to say demolish, it sounds so rough, after we've taken the pieces that we want to retain for the new structure down there, we thought maybe some people want a piece of the old depot for some reason.
Sure.
But we think we'll probably have an event when we actually have that happen, maybe have a picnic-type thing or something, just brainstorming right now to kind of get the community involved in that and working on looking into our grants for that, too, and maybe even make that a little bit of a fundraiser. That's another area that we're looking at of, you know, going to have funds that are going to need to be spent, that as well as our HVAC system.
Yeah.
So
never ends, does it?
You don't have to become a member, but we sure will take your donation for any of our projects. That would be very helpful.
Right. Marty Lamori, our guest on our program this month, talking about the Historical Society and everything that's happening there. And once again, if you want to find out about memberships, call or go online, go to your website. or Facebook.
Yep, links. Yes, it is. It's
GCHSiowa.org. Just make contact, and somebody will get a hold of you. All right.
And you got our number. I'm glad to chat with you about any ideas you have, too. Thank you very much.
Marty, thanks for joining us this month.
You're welcome. Bye now.